Hello! Welcome to another episode of the Third Glade Show. Ah, my mouth is a little weird today, I guess. It is season three, or four, fuck! I'm having problems today. Episode five. Yeah, numbers are hard to me today. I don't know why. It's March 7th, 2024. How's your week been, Shu?
It's a week. Still standing, so I'll count that as a win.
That's a win.
What about you?
It's been a week. Still standing. Yeah. We take those as wins, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's just been one of those, like, weeks where you're just kind of, like, burnt out on everything. You know, you gave it your all, like, 2 weeks ago, and now you're just, like, eh, kind of feeling. Do you know what I mean?
I'm afraid I don't. You want to talk about it?
Well, it's more of, like, you know, it's been, like, 2 weeks, right, since we did our last one? I don't. Time's fucky-wucky right now. But, I went to L.A., you know, saw my grandpa, saw my cousin, and they had birthdays. Went to go see, like, live people play video games, and that was a lot of fun. Totally didn't spend, like, $500 there and stuff.
What the then, fuck?
It was a lot of stuff. I'm giving it out
to my
friends.
How do you spend $500 to a fucking esports thing?
I bought 10 lanyards, a hoodie, 2 hats, 4 stuffed animals, stickers, and little tiny, like, stress ball things. It's all, like, just... I'm giving them out to, like, the people I play the game with, right?
The swag.
It's the swag, yeah. It's a lot of that stuff. That and, you know, good food. It was okay. They had, like, food based off of, like, certain of the, like, characters in the game. And it was all right. It was kind of weird, you know? Also tried Chipotle for the first time.
How'd that go? That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know me and, like, vacation poops and stuff like that. It sat for a hot minute. It was, you know, it was good. It was good food, but, like, the afterwards was, like, kind of just a struggle. You know, all those beans and stuff. But it wasn't too bad. But after all that stuff, right, we had our own, like, premiere, like, kickoff, playoffs, whatever you want to call it, for, like, the tournament stuff. Yeah, we got one map in and then instantly lost. So, you know, it went as well as it usually does. But other than that, I don't know. It's just been, like, a stressful couple of weeks, I guess. I guess my sister's coming tomorrow, so that's something I found out today. I don't know. And I'm just a lot of Helldivers, right? You liking the game?
I love it. It's been scratching that itch.
Oh, yeah. It has been. What's, how do you feel about the newest, like, update changing all the armor and stuff? Because I kind of like it.
I don't understand the hate for it. I mean, I think it's... The only thing I fucking hate is the railgun doesn't really do anything. So then it's just like, okay, I guess I got to use expendable rocket launchers now. Like, I can't fucking stand it. They're like, oh, well, you're supposed to use stratagrams, whatever the fuck they're called, to, like, defeat everything. Well, here's the cool thing. One, all the ones that kill big stuff takes a long time to recharge. And two... Almost every planet you go to at higher difficulty has some sort of modifier to either A, they take longer to fucking come down, or B, the cooldown is enormous. Like, we played a mission today for the weekly mission for everybody. No shit. Took us 36 seconds to call down a fucking resupply.
Oh.
And it was with robots, so guess who didn't get to use it?
You guys... You can't forget about the thing where it's
the
just
random.
Like, where, you know, they could just randomly miss as well. You know, like, sometimes they're not 100% accurate onto the thing. That's, like, one of the effects on a planet sometimes.
Yep.
So that's always great.
I haven't talked to you since the last time we played. Figured out how you killed everyone with explosives that last time we were playing, even though none of us had it on, huh?
Treason.
Yep. Someone was out of bounds too long. Someone's
wasn't
a traitor.
My fault. I just want to say it wasn't my fault. I was running towards you guys, slightly out of bounds. I was just about to make it over because I was literally just about to reach you guys, and a charger knocked me back out, and then it counted me for treason. So I didn't know it would call down orbital stuff, but here we are.
I found a strategy to that. If it's, like, really tough and you're in a really tough spot, run out of bounds, get labeled as a traitor, and just come back sprinting back into the map and try to get as many enemies killed with that free orbital drop as you can.
That's how I was thinking about using it too, but every time, like, since we have played, like, there hasn't really been a need for that for me, at least. But
these past couple days, yeah.
Yeah, yes, I did play a little bit yesterday on the new update stuff with, like, all my, like, really low-level people. They're, like, level 8 at most right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we want to try Tier 9, and thanks to you, I have Tier 9 unlocked. So I was like, okay, here we go. We used all of our resupply, like, respawns or whatever, within the first 5 minutes. Everyone just kept dying instantly. There was no, like, reprieve for them. It's just death. But yeah,
I think the hardest thing people have to learn is, like, right around difficulty 6, stop fighting. You do not get extra XP for killing stuff. Stop fighting. Just be okay with running away. Like, that's, if you can't get it, go do it like a circle of like half the map and then come back. Like, that's that's the best tip I can give.
I kept trying to tell them. I was like, listen, when you get the higher difficulties, there is no fighting. There's just running.
No.
There's a little bit of killing in between if you have to, right? Just to keep running.
It's guerrilla warfare, son. It's the Vietnam War, and you're not on the side you think you're on.
You want to know why this planet looks like Vietnam? Here's the reason.
Yeah.
You got to keep running.
You are the Vietnamese, dog.
Yeah, and I mean, what they've been talking a lot about bringing in mechs into the game as well. Did you see what their kind of like requirement for that is?
No.
A new major order. We have to liberate.
Is that today's thing? The one that just showed up today? You got to go blow up the fucking planet? Yeah, because they have arm. Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, so apparently this is like their thing that they're doing to like the, I guess, in-game lore reason or whatever to, like, bring in mechs. Is like, you're going to destroy this thing, and then they're going to, like, I guess, do something with that and get you guys mechs. So I'm kind of excited. I really like this planet because, you know, last name of the planet is the same as my last name. So I'm digging it so far. I'm ready to play it again.
Well, fuck, man. When are we going to play again?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. Got a couple of busy days ahead of me with family and stuff, but that's like the poster that they have on like their Twitter, like explaining, like, you know, this is not a drill, we gotta destroy this place.
So all the resources I've been saving up in cash has been kind of worth it.
looks like it. But I mean, speaking of things that are coming out pretty soon, the Fallout trailer, what'd you think?
I'm pumped. I didn't know it was going to be a female character, so, like, hearing that it was going to be woke a while ago and then seeing that, kind of iffy, but I'm still giving it a shot.
I am, too, mostly for the reason of it looks like there's a giant mutated axolotl in it, and I'm, like, so ready to see what they fight, you know, in this, the radroach that they crush. Apparently there's a yaogwai in
yes!
the shots.
They were straight up fist fighting him!
Yeah. I watched it on my phone half awake, so I was, like, trying to pay attention while also, like, also bringing back, you know, the ink spots for the trailer. It had to be done. It was so good, though, with the little remix that they did. Walton Goggins as, you know, I forgot the ghoul's name, but, like, I'm so ready.
I want to see the twist. He goes from fucking Vault Tech salesman to badass ghoul. I want to see how we get there.
Oh, yeah. We get to watch we finally get to watch LA get destroyed by nukes. I'm guessing they're going to show that. So it's a win-win for me. Get to watch a terrible place called California get nuked.
I was a little disappointed that it was taking place in California. I was hoping DC or Vegas. That's what I was really hoping for.
Yeah, I kind of wanted, like, somewhere out where they haven't done, like, Fallout stuff, because they've done things in California, they've done things in, you know, Nevada, DC and stuff, and I, you know, would be cool to revisit those places, but I was also kind of hoping for, like, you know, what's Montana doing this in 200 years into the apocalypse?
Montana don't want that.
I mean, we already saw a little bit in Far Cry 5, remember when you dropped the nukes there? That was a terrible game. I'm glad we can barely remember it, but
I was like, wait a minute.
The ending of Far Cry 5, you don't remember it? How bad that was?
I don't, dude.
That's a good thing.
I just remember the game taking forever. I really do. I remember it taking forever and shooting shovels at birds.
Which was the best part of the game. Let's
by
be
far.
Honest, the shovel launcher was far. The best part. Yeah, I kept, like, a couple of my friends got Far Cry 6 and they've been playing it together. Like, him and his girlfriend have been playing it together. And I kept telling them, like, listen, about a third of the way through, you're going to realize how repetitive and how boring this game gets. They didn't listen to me until they got a third of the way through, and then they yep. literally just stopped playing it all together. And I was like, told you, shouldn't have wasted your money, but...
Yeah. It's rough. And it sucks because Far Cry games have always been fucking cool, but... I don't know, man. Ubisoft ruining stuff again.
Yeah, it's like Far Cry 3, everybody loves that game, right? I think everybody can say that they really love that game because of like Voss, like the main villain or stuff. It's you literally like
the definition of insanity.
Exactly.
I gotta watch fucking Breaking Bad again. I forgot that's him.
He's in it?
Yeah, he's in Breaking Bad. He's also in Better Call Saul. He's a very prominent character in Better Call Saul. And I heard him talking there, and I was like, dude, oh, shit. I was like 2 decades late, dude.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta, I guess, get into watching those shows then, huh? Add that to the list. But, like, Far Cry 3, like, the first half of that game, right? Spoilers, it's like 10 years old. I don't care anymore. Like, you kill Voss, like, halfway through the game. And then the last half of it is, like, you killing off, like, the final, like, drug dealer guy, right? I don't remember. This guy who, like, cuts off one of your fingers or something like that. But, that first half is so memorable, and then the second half sucks. And I feel like every single Far Cry game now is just trying to get that first half good, and then the last half sucks again. But they're not doing the formula right or something. Just all of it sucks at this point. That makes sense?
I don't know. Bring back the sex with the hallucinogen. Who was that? Was that his sister?
That was his sister.
Okay, never mind.
You also got the choice at the end of the game whether to stay with her and get a child and die or leave on the boat with all your friends.
Yeah, I was a little pissed off when she just straight up killed you after she got what she wanted. It was just like, hey, wait a minute.
I always like to think in the canon event is you finish doing the deed, she kills you, and she didn't get pregnant. Like, it's just, you know, like, nothing actually happened out of that.
some sort of complicated shit happened, and she's not a mom.
Yeah, wasn't the right time. Yeah, wasn't the right time for her to have a kid, you know? I don't know.
I wasn't ovulating.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever that means. I understand. I don't know. More gaming shit that we can go through. Do you see Power World finally fix the bug where you can capture bosses?
No.
Yeah, they did it by accident, apparently.
How do you manage that?
Apparently, they just did some kind of, like, I guess, hot fix, like, patch really quick into the game to, like, fix some of the clipping that was happening. And that just made it so that you just can't capture bosses anymore, I guess. I don't know. It just...
So what happens with the ones you have?
I don't know. I'm a little afraid to get on the game.
You just get
to
a
see.
Chicken?
You get a chicken, or do you just have, like, the human captured?
Yo.
Or maybe just the pal. I don't know. I should probably open that game up again and see if those guys are still around. I bet they still exist, you know, they in your box or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they have to still be there. So what, you got to own that save file forever?
Yeah, you can sell it on the internet or something, right? Like, that's a rare collector's item. I don't know.
I'm selling my save file.
I mean, if you want to talk about rare collector's items, how much do you want to guess the original Legend of Zelda on the NES costs now?
Oh, this is way more than you think it is. It's like...
22-year-old, or not, no, that's,
I was about to say, this came out in the 80s, son, that's, or 70s.
No, that's the age of the person. Where is it? This is an old game. 1987.
Yeah, okay, 70s was wrong, but I'll take the 80s. $60,000.
$60,000. Well, this one that I'm looking at right now is one lower grade than the most sold one, right? The most sold that this game has ever gone for is $870,000.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Sealed copy of the game. It was a little bit higher grade but $870,000.
Fucking A.
They're looking at this one that they have right now, this 22-year-old who's been, like, you know, got it graded and everything like that. I think the bidding or something like that starts at sometime in a couple of months, but he's looking for $17,000 at, like, starting price, and it's looking like it could go up to $700,000. What would you do with that money, you know?
Like, 700 grand, buy a house.
You'd buy a house?
I'd immediately buy a house.
Yeah.
I'd get like $1 million house too, like fuck them. And I'd give them like $100,000 for like a fucking
down payment.
Yeah. And then just like throw a chunk of it into some sort of account. And then just, that's it.
Would you put in, are you allowed to? Yeah, you can. You can put in some of your own money into like a retirement plan, right?
Yeah.
Like without it going through. Yeah.
Yeah. You can
put any of that in there?
I mean, something. I don't know. I mean, I guess one positive thing this past week, like speaking of a shitload of cash, I applied back for that jail position back in Denver. So, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Their pay went up too. Starting pay is $86,000. That's while you're in training. I was like, I think I can accept that responsibility. I think I can.
Yeah. Just in training, huh?
For 6 months you get paid that. Then when you're out, you go up.
Oh, I gotta. If you get the job, let me know if there's an opening. Huh?
Shit, I'll send you the post after this if you really want to. I guess they're like super desperate. As long as you know you're not a fucking felon, you're good.
Am I a felon? I think I'm good. You know.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty good. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I had a job reach out to me like a couple weekends ago asking like if I wanted to get like an online, like, you know, stay at home job selling stuff. And I was like, no, I'm good. And
I would never get any work done.
That's exactly how I felt. I was like, I would not do it at all. I asked my friend who's like, they went to go work there and then that's why they like texted everybody kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
Wait, hold on. You said you were thinking about being a cop, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I gotta go to therapy for anger issues, but other than that, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm rearing to go.
The jail job, they're putting you through post-certification training, which is like police officer or something test. Mm-hmm. They're giving it to you for free. All you gotta do, you'll have to work with them for like 2 years, but you don't have to just work in the jail. They'll put you on the road, too, because it's a sheriff's department.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
No. I'll send it to you. I think you'll have to go to Denver for, like, the polygraph. But other than that, I think they do everything virtual. At least that's how it was for me.
Work-from-home polygraph?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the fucking life. I'll send it to you after this. It's not that hard of a fucking job. It's just, I mean, you played on the internet. You know shit talking. Now just imagine it times 10 and that's about it.
Oh, so it's just like in every other Discord server I'm in. Perfect.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, but this person who texted me, like, I asked him, like, how the job, like, you know, what do you do and stuff like that? Because I was semi-interested. And he's like, yeah, it's all right. I made $500 in my first 2 days. I haven't made anything since. Also, you don't get paid for training. So I was instantly just like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like,
why?
You're wasting my time at that point, you know? But he's using that as like a secondary job kind of thing. So, you know, he's doing all right for himself.
Fuck him. He ain't paying me for training. I ain't doing it. You can kiss my ass. You'll be fired. All right. See you later.
Speaking of, let me see if I can find this article that I had. Oh, yeah. Speaking of, like, future stuff, right? Like, if you could do poly testing over the internet kind of thing.
Yeah.
You've heard of Smell-O-Vision, right?
Like, the actual thing or just the idea?
The idea. Yeah. Also, like, you know, what was it? I think Spy Kids 4 had, like, Smell-O-Vision things that you could use. Like, they gave you, like, a little slip at the movie theater. and like a little prompt would show up on the screen and you had to scratch and sniff it during that part of
Are you fucking serious?
I went to that premiere, well, not the premiere, but, you know, I went to go watch that, and they gave you something. It's like, here's the thing, you know, there's a prompt on the screen, you'll know when to, like, sniff it, just look for the symbol and stuff like that. It was really weird. All of it just smelled like popcorn, God. Surprisingly.
Wait, it wasn't just them. Apparently, Rugrats Go Wild, which is where they went with the wild thornberries, had this. Get the fuck out of here!
I didn't know that. But, they're trying to do, like, Smello Gaming now?
Which, nope.
Yeah, instantly out, right?
No. Hey, you are
with
right.
With everything going on with, like, virtual reality and things like that, right? They're trying to also bring in scent because, you know, they're already working on touch with all those, like, tactile, like, gloves and, like, the...
The masturbation devices.
Yeah. So now they're working on getting these, like, adapters to work with also scent.
No.
I don't want to know what it smells like while I'm playing Call of Duty.
Spoiler alert. Most VR games, porn, followed closely by zombies, and then, some sort of, like, medieval barbarian game. So, like, there's all three of those does not have good smells.
Yeah, here's the image of, like, the thing that it's supposed to be coming in. Here's Jeff Keighley. I think that's his name. The guy who does, like, the Game Awards. This is what he says. Scents included, things like that. Upgraded DLC scents include napalm.
What the fuck is racing smell?
The burning of tires and the fumes from a car? I don't know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can also smell gunfire and explosions. So if you want to smell gunpowder,
yeah,
I guess.
Human excretion. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, I guess this is just, I really hope this is a joke, but knowing the internet too, this is going to become a real thing.
A fucking month early. Please.
Yeah. Oh man. But, I mean, we've talked a lot about this before, so I'll breeze through this, but, they've also gotten Doom to work on a lawnmower. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you want to, you know, kill the zombies, demons, and monsters while also mowing your lawn, you can do that now. Let me see if I could find, like, what this is. Hold on. Let me, I'm just going to share the YouTube link with you. Because it shows off, like, the lawnmower in there, and it looks like a very weird lawnmower. I don't know how I feel about that, you know?
Oh, is this the fucking... Okay, yeah, this is the Roomba lawnmower thing.
Yeah, you can now play Doom on it, I guess. So, yeah, that's just...
I don't know if I want to hold that thing.
The Roomba thing?
Yeah, I don't want to... I don't want to see... I'm not... You're going to lose some fingies.
Did I ever tell you about that guy I knew in elementary school that lost half his foot due to a lawnmower?
What?
Yeah, he was one of my friends from, like, third grade up to, like, I guess middle school is when, like, we, like went to different schools. But, he lost half of his foot because his brother accidentally ran it over with a lawnmower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he had, like, a prosthetic, like, I guess, like, the end
half
of his foot. Pretty much. Yeah, and, like, it would connect up to his knee. And, like, honestly, like, that guy could run. Like, he was a sprinter, like, with missing half his foot. It was crazy to watch. But, like, he was a really cool guy. I asked him if it hurt, and he said, no, all the nerves just instantly went away. So, it didn't hurt at all. But, it's just, I don't want to know what that could do to you, you know? Because you got to pick that thing up, right?
I'm just going to keep buying a new one. I'm going to wait till it gets to, like, a part of my yard, and I'm just gonna lob a cinder block at it. Fuck it. Buy a fucking new one every fucking week.
Yeah, you could do that if you sold a mint copy of Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'd do with my $760,000. Buy a fuckload of these, have them play Doom. When the guy inevitably dies, I chuck a cinder block at it while it's mowing the yard.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm a quickly breeze through some of the rest of the things I have here, just because we're almost at 30 minutes, right? Another reason not to buy the Cybertruck, other than them constantly lying to you about what it can do, it lost a tug of war against a Silverado HD.
That's sad. How does an electric truck lose against that?
I don't.
The Duramax isn't even a fucking good engine anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like, Tesla, or I guess Musk, I don't know which one, they're both the same thing at this point, right? Tesla, mm-hmm. Musk. They've lied a lot about, like, what their cars can do. Have you heard about, you know, they,
What, car salesmen aren't honest? Who could have seen this coming?
Like, these are, like, straight-up lies, right? Like, self-driving was completely fake.
Thank God. Beginning. We don't need no self-driving idiots anymore, okay? I don't need to see more orange YouTube videos of people having sex while the car's going down a highway. That's a scary thought. That's a very scary thought.
It is. I've seen that video. Cybertruck,
which fucking one? There's thousands of them.
Oh, you know which one. The Cybertruck.
Do I?
Trunk? Truck?
The Cybertruck.
That's the next thing that they're going to give out. No. It cannot beat a 911 Porsche in a quarter mile drag race. And obviously this whole thing came out with it. Can't beat a Silverado HD. I kind of want a 911 Porsche, you know? Like,
why? That's the car Hitler made.
I know, but they look so derpy, I kind of want one.
They look the same. Cool. You can get one from the fucking 60s, and it looks exactly the same as the one that came out 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it, man.
I like consistency. What can I say?
Do you like slug bugs? Because they're the same car.
No. I always got punched when we saw one of those.
I purposely have thought about buying a slug bug for that specific reason. Like, I would wait until school's let out and parents are driving their kids home, and I would purposely drive past the schools just to watch kids get fucking clobbered.
Do you think that... Do they still do that?
I mean, fuck, my family still does it.
Yeah. I mean, I still do it, but very rarely kind of thing. A couple more things. Rooster Teeth might actually be shutting down finally.
What happened?
They're a whole like mess of things with like Warner Brothers, Discovery, like money problems. So they're either going to sell Rooster Teeth or just shut it down.
You mean you can't just buy everything, make it shitty, and still make a profit?
Yeah, Disney. You can't do that?
Well, Disney can't even handle their own shit.
Yeah, they're having a lot of problems. But this came in a big thing of, like, talking about how sad it's going to be for Red versus Blue finally shutting down. And I didn't realize that was still going. Did you?
Red versus years? Blue is still happening?
For 20 years?
It's oh, been my going, God.
I guess.
No, I did not know. I literally have not. And, like, I'm fucking around in communities that would know about that. And I was never told that.
I think I've only seen maybe two episodes of Red versus Blue, and I, like, back then I thought it was stupid, and I still think it's kind of dumb, but I don't know. Yeah, they had their little, like, live stream thing today about talking about how they are, you know, going to shut down or be sold or something like that. I'm hoping that Rooster Teeth just dies. They ruined Cowchop. They ruined Creature Hub. Oh. I don't know what else they want from us.
No, the one that the fucking Joel guy... not The Walking Dead, the fucking Last of Us voice actor for Joel.
Tom Baker?
Yeah, they had a video game channel a while back.
Oh, Retro Replay.
Oh, is that still a thing? Let me look.
Nah, they changed it to Couch Soup, I believe. I'm pretty sure that's what they changed it to. I don't know. After since like that whole thing.
Yeah, Couch Soup.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't even think Nolan is on it that often anymore.
I don't even see a thumbnail with him in there.
Yeah, so I was like, it's...
What the fuck is this channel?
It's something completely different, right?
I think they've lost subscribers. It's only at 207K. Wait a fucking minute.
They definitely lost subscribers.
I thought they were over a million.
Maybe... Retro Replay was an amazing thing.
Bring it back.
Bring it back in a new channel, not under Rooster Teeth, Bring back Tom Baker. Bring back Nolan North. Get them back in there. Get them playing retro games, playing through the games that they played with documentary and stuff like that. That was...
I fucking forgot about this channel. I'm so heartbroken now. There he is. The last fucking... last thumbnail he's in is from a year ago.
Oh, that hurts my soul.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Well, speaking of things that keep getting ruined, but this might actually be good news. Neil Druckmann is tired. He doesn't think he's got a lot of big games left in him, and I'm...
Yeah, because The Last of Us Part 2 sucked.
Yeah, his reasoning was due to the industry of how big you have to make these games now. It's just like, he can't keep doing it at this scale. I'm like, and he wants to spend time with his family and things like that. And I was like, no, you just don't want to bomb again. Like,
yeah,
I don't
you,
know to tell you.
Yeah, you just, you found out, like, with how ridiculous woke garbage you gave us in the last one, you realized how much further you'd have to go, and you realized maybe I do have a soul, and I probably shouldn't do this.
Yeah. Keep canceling those Last of Us Part 3s and those side games that you want to make of it, because they're probably also going to be trash.
Go spend time with your family. Get your fucking head right and just make us good games again. They can
stop
be females.
Stop having sex with yourself.
yeah, that too, family. Bud. That's a little weird.
But... Oh. Man.
Dude, this channel does not get views at all.
I mean, after the whole rebranding and stuff, I feel like YouTube has a thing, like, if you rebrand your channel and things like that, it instantly just, like, goes under the radar for, like, at least a decade, you know?
I'm only seeing, this is like the G4 TV shit. This is like, I've only, max I've seen so far is 4.8 thousand views.
Ooh.
Oh my God. What the fuck happened? Sorry,
well,
I'm going to go until I see like 100K.
I
have a feeling how far I'm going to have to go.
Back to the retro replay days?
I think so. Can I just
or at least The Last of Us Part 1 documentary where they had some of the cast show up and talk about the game for certain scenes.
Fuck.
Which was... that's probably one of my favorite series from... Well, I think they only had two series that I liked. Last of Us documentary... playthrough and retro replay. So, but it was one of my favorites of them. Just listening to them talk about like how they made it, the stuff that they went through during the like the shoots and things like that, and how happy they were to make it, but also like how painful it was to make it, kind of thing.
Don't click the popular tab. It's making me so sad on their fucking thing. It's just. I haven't even found one of their new videos, and I'm like 8 loading screens in. God damn it.
I'll quickly brief Uncle Noli.
Sorry, go ahead.
I forgot about that one, too.
Yeah.
I'll quickly breeze through the rest of these. Mike Tyson is going to fight Jake Paul on Netflix. It's gonna happen July 20th, yeah.
Come on, Mike. You're fucking forever old, but I believe...
He's only 57. Can you believe that?
I still don't want to get hit by that man.
Yeah, I don't either. But have you heard rumors that apparently he's like dying or something like that? I don't know.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either. EA again canceled another Star Wars shooter because more layoffs. I don't even know what this one was called. I don't think it tells us what this one was called, but it's another Star Wars game we'll never see the light of day. Did you see the whole, like, Willy Wonka experience?
What the fuck was that?
I don't know exactly what it was, but House of Illuminati, the organization behind the event, charged roughly, like, $45 a ticket to go to, like, this place that was supposed to be kind of like Wonka's Factory for the, like, Wonka reboot that recently came out or something like that, right?
Okay.
The event was promoted with AI renderings of Foley Lollipop Forest, Jelly Bean Waterfalls, Flying Horses, Giant Mushrooms, and other fantastical, larger-than-life scenes promising a place where chocolate dreams become reality and stuff like that. And what it really was little tiny props inside of a giant warehouse. Let me see if I can find Let me see. So here's one of the pictures from inside. Does that look like a place where chocolate dreams become reality or whatever?
Are you fucking serious?
Here's that.
This looks like me and you put this together.
Yeah, right? There's Oh,
it's not that. Even the size of the wall. Oh my god.
Yeah, even not even the size of a half wall, by the way. Here's what I think is the biggest.
Is that a
attraction.
Fucking blanket? Is it? That looks like someone hung a blanket.
Yeah. Here's what I think was the biggest point for their thing. Yeah, so great, you know?
Oh.
You know what's great is that usually this website I use, like, they do these, like, slideshow things where you can get, like, these images
horrible.
And talk about them.
I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 10 slides. Normally they have 20 to 30 slides. This is only 10. Like,
oh.
That shows half of these were, like, the AI images that they used to promote. The rest of them were these. So it shows you how much content was actually
oh,
in.
Oh, my God.
This, you know, it's not good. And last thing I'll say before we can move it over to Good Eggs, Earth Ambassadors, if you have any, I don't know, is Pokemon Legends Zeta A is a game that is supposedly going to be coming out, what I think is going to be on the Switch 2 when they release it. It's coming out next year. Looks
maybe
interesting. Said 2025. I don't know. It looks interesting. All I thought about was, you know, Pokemon Z is finally going to happen. You know, like the third game within every generation that they have. It's finally going to come out. I don't know. What was it? It is based off of like Pokemon X and Y and stuff like that. I don't know. We got Power World. It's better than this. So
for real.
Really have to worry about it.
Just make a good Pokemon game and this Power World shit goes away. That's all you gotta do.
Just buy Pokemon MMO. Use that team to create Pokemon All Generations. That's all I want. I want a game that's like every single like area from all the different games you can go to. You can explore. You can see what's up, you know? If Pokemon MMO can do it and find a way like semi-lore reasonable of why it's like that.
Yep.
Why can't, you know, Game Freak do that? I don't know.
If you're going to shut down every fucking fan-made thing, wouldn't you start stealing their ideas because it worked? Like, those aren't trademarked. They fucking can't be.
Yeah.
Like, they're Pokemon. Doing the work for you, dipshit.
Yeah, what is it? Pokemon Uranium was a really cool one. It had, like, you know, radiation Pokemon. Maybe I could see why Game Freak doesn't want to go into that one after, you know, World War II.
Fukushima.
But, yeah. But, no, Infinite Fusions, that would be cool. I don't know. Something like that. You already got the splicing machine in there for some of your Pokemon. Why not just apply it to all of them now, you know? Splice together Pokemon. You already got people working on the sprites. So, I don't know. But, yeah. What you got for Earth Ambassadors or Good Eggs? If you got any.
Don't really have any. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, my only Earth Ambassador is if you're going to go to a in-person event where you're, you know, watching people for hours doing something, maybe shower before you go. I don't know.
Never.
You know, just make yourself smell kind of nice instead of every time you get up to yell something in a language that I don't understand for a team from a different country. Maybe don't have the entire stadium smell like your BO. I don't know.
That's anything like nerd related.
Yeah.
This community does have a lot of stank.
I will say the first match that we watched, totally fine smell. You know, everything was fine. The second match started, everything smelled terrible. Like, it was only like every once in a while it would smell bad, but every once in a while was whenever their team won a round and they would stand up and cheer and look behind to the like opposite team's like fans and yell at them. Yeah, that's when it became a problem. They were really nice people though. You know, they were very nice. But yeah, I mean, if you got none, you want to move on to Florida, not Florida, Australia, not Australia, Russia, not Russia.
Yeah, I got you.
Figure out a name for it eventually.
I got you. I mean, we can start with Australia, though. Australia, not Australia. Weightlifter ate 39 coins, 37 magnets because he thought, quote, zinc helps in bodybuilding.
Australia.
This is India.
Damn.
There's a... Yeah. He was 28. There are x-rays. One of them is in a very odd shape. Yeah. I mean, there's not really much to say to this. The headline kind of tells you it all. He's just a special person.
So I don't believe this is how you're supposed to get your supplements. Just a thought, though.
Fucking pennies and coins. Here's what they actually and were. Nuggets. Like, this guy... they're in shapes. Like, he ate magnets that were in shapes.
There's hearts, there's stars.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought those were like that really like chalky Valentine's Day candy. I don't know.
Maybe.
There's ones that just look like anal beads.
I thought the same thing too. I was like, yeah. I don't know if he ate those ones, okay?
I think those might have been pre-inserted.
He ate them with his second mouth. I just...
he ate it with his Doom 2 popcorn.
Oh, my God.
So, how much money did he eat?
I don't know. They don't give me the exact fucking thing. Here's a close-up of the coins. Why? Why the fuck?
That's gotta be a decent amount. You know,
they got stuck.
Maybe not a decent amount, but
I mean, maybe. They're like basically everywhere else other than America has coins that are worth like a full dollar in that currency. So maybe. The magnets got stuck in his lower intestine, causing erosion along the intestinal wall.
Ugh.
Oh my God. Why?
I don't know. The only time I've ever accidentally ate something was in second grade.
Definitely not when you're fucking 28 years old, man.
Yeah.
I guess it's no different than like going to the gym and seeing some like fucking 18 to like 23 year old just roided out of his brain. And you're like, oh, you're fucked, dude. I'll check back in 10 years and we'll see how that testosterone's going. We'll check back in. Like, it's one thing if you're older, like when you have testosterone leaving your body. But, like, man.
Yeah.
Yo. Good luck.
This is not the way to do it.
This is not the way. All right. Australia, not Australia. Fisherman attacked with harpoon after he and a friend argued about which man caught the bigger fish.
This has to be Australia, right?
This is Thailand.
Fair enough.
This is a 45-year-old man from Thailand.
Hope JD's okay.
Quote, that's a solid point. Quote, I was fishing with my friend and we joked about the fish we had caught. I said that I had caught the bigger fish than him, but he was offended. Now, I know what you're wondering. Where did he get shot? With the harpoon.
Stomach.
Back of the head.
Oh.
When the harpoon first hit me. Yeah, he's still alive. Quote, when the harpoon first hit me, I felt the pain in my head, but I had a cigarette and felt better. the friend quickly put him in the back of a pickup truck and took him to the hospital. The volunteers... at the hospital cut most of the foot-long harpoon before the doctors could perform surgery. With just a few centimeters left inside of his skull from where the harpoon was positioned, the doctors in the hospital were able to remove the harpoon. One doctor says he's lucky to be alive.
Yeah. Jesus. That has to be one of those like instant regret things, right? That guy.
Oh. I mean, he took him to the hospital. Yeah, that's a solid play. I mean, still wildly illegal, I would imagine.
I don't know. It is Thailand.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with Thailand law, but I would think shooting someone in the back of the head with a fucking harpoon gun, kind of illegal. He will have to go back to the hospital to see if there's any brain damage. What the fuck? It hurt, so I smoked a cigarette. That was fine.
I like to imagine during the surgery, he was still smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Dude, There's some fuckers in Asia who are built differently. That fucking Chinese guy who runs marathon while smoking packs of cigs. Dude, there is some fucking dogs over there, man. Holy shit.
I'm going to say I'm not seeing any laws saying you can't shoot your friend with a harpoon gun in the back of the head. That's
actually a
say.
Loophole in the Thailand thing. Oh. A lot of murders have been committed by harpoon gun while facing away.
Yeah, it says, spear fishing is legal along most shorelines. And it did happen on a shoreline, I'm pretty sure, unless they were just fishing at a pond. I don't know, but...
spear fishing in a park lake?
I know my next... I know what my next outside
Dear
activity is.
Dear Utah, you always want us to live free. Now hear me out. okay. Let's bring it back to the mainland, shall we? Florida, or rest of the country, 6 arrested in illegal goose intestine import scheme.
Oh, Florida.
This is New York.
Damn it.
They, yeah. they also had on them duck blood and duck intestines and goose intestines from China. They were hiding them under rattlesnake meat. There's rattlesnakes in China? I thought that was a North America thing.
Or was it like...
No, they were coming from China to New York.
I don't know. Maybe.
I thought that was a North American
rattlesnake meat.
Yeah, I thought this was our kangaroo was a fucking obscenely venomous snake that makes musical sounds before you die.
I bet they're somewhere out there.
Yeah. The scheme, which also included illegal import of duck blood and hawthorn fruit, involved transporting the restricted food items from China to California and then on to New York, where they were sold to customers, including restaurants. The fuck are you doing with goose intestines in a restaurant? They just eat grass all day, dude.
I don't know. It doesn't look like rattlesnakes are on the list in China, but Jesus. I don't.
Sorry. Hold on. Listen. According to the complaint, 1,966 cartons of goose and duck intestines were shipped in August 2022 from China to the port of Long Beach, where they identified as nail clippers and other pet grooming products found on custom forms. Oh my God. What the fuck? Why do you need 2,000 cartons of this? What fucking dish calls for this?
None. None that I know of.
Dude.
Which is concerning.
Oh my God.
This is like war dogs, but with like food.
Duck and goose intestines. Oh. Heinous.
Who wants to eat intestines?
There's menudo. I was just thinking about that. I was like, well, I eat cow intestines and like tripe, which is the stomach. Chitlins, which is a popular soul food, is pig intestines.
Mm-mm. Can't do it. Anything that's that chewy, I can't do.
Chitlins are fried to all hell, so. Not bad. Yeah, I don't. Fucking 2,000 cart. What the fuck? Oh my God.
They're doing it for a world record.
Make your own food in New York and California. That's all I learned. For the love of God.
How many illegal imports of intestines can we do before getting caught? That was the world record they're trying to beat.
Yeah, it started off at one carton. They made it pretty far. Yeah, I don't. Please make your own food if you live in those two states. That sounds ugly.
Yeah.
I think this is... Hold on. Yeah, okay. Florida, not Florida. Sorry, I had to Google the fucking city. I wasn't too sure. 4 are charged with concealing a corpse, evidence tampering in city body parts case.
Florida.
This is New York again. What this is Long Island, New York. Yeah. Apparently someone was pissed off they ate goose intestines. Four people charged with concealing human corpse and tampering evidence. Not the murder. They know that they had something to do with the body. Now, I know what you're asking. How the fuck did they find these bodies? A girl walking to school found a severed arm on the side of the road at a park. Yeah, they bring a cadaver dog and they find enough body parts for two dead people, a man and a woman. They don't know who the killer is, but they know it's not the homeless people, but they know the homeless people were messing with it.
Ugh. All right. I haven't heard anything back about the homeless serial killer, the person killing the homeless in Utah, dumping their bodies in the Jordan River. So
what the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah. Something like that's going on.
Ugh.
This was like, I think a year or two ago is when I first heard about this. I haven't heard anything about it since, so who knows what happened.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I should have kept reading. They usually don't post anything past that. Like, they have, like, the, here's other stories, and then they posted something under that. They have sufficient evidence incriminating the four, including meat cleavers, butcher knives, blood, and video surveillance. Blood surveillance? He did not specify where the weapons and blood were found. So a bunch of homeless people attacked these people?
A bunch of homeless people just find bodies and chop them up?
I don't know. I don't think they could pin the murder on him, so they hit him with this. What? This is weird.
It's very weird.
Shout out New York. All right. Let's go back across the pond, shall we?
Ew.
Yeah, let's, this is Australia, or not Australia. Country's Naked Man Festival ends after more than 1,000 years.
I really hope this is Australia.
This is Japan. The Salmon Sai Festival, commonly known as Naked Man Festival, involves hundreds of loincloth men gathering at, Kokyo Seki Temple in Oshu to wrestle for ownership of a bag of talismans blessed by the temple's chief priest. Let's go! The festival, which dates back more than 1,000 years, is held annually on the 7th day of the Lunar New Year. Daigo Fujinami, chief priest of the temple, announced that this year's festival, which was held Saturday, was the facility's last. The decision is due to the aging individuals involved in the festival and a shortage of successors. They wrote on the website, quote, while efforts were made to continue the festival to the best of our abilities in order to prevent last-minute cancellations or disruptions in the future, the decision to cancel the festival has been made.
This honestly sounds kind of badass.
Dude, I'd fucking do this.
Yeah. At first, it sounded weird, you know?
Yeah, but like most things in Japan. You just got to give it a second. Read the thing. I mean, to be fair. Cloth,
I was thinking, like, they were all just there with, like, blurred out images of their junk, you know?
To be fair, I'm looking at the thumbnail for the YouTube video, and there's a lot of old dudes. There's a lot of gray hair. Man. Japan has some fucking cool-ass tendencies. Man, yeah, you want to fucking fight for this bag of doodads that I found in my office.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Fuck yeah. That makes me kind of sad. Speaking of fighting for doodads, Florida or not Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. First ever Florida Man Games held in St. Augustine. Well, yeah, you knew immediately. Yeah, this was the Florida Man Games.
It happened, huh?
Yeah, some of the events included a mullet contest, a, quote, weaponized pool noodle mud duel, and, quote, Florida sumo. Apparently it's a contest where competitors tried to spill one another's beer. It was Florida sumo. Yep. Oh, my God. The all-day featured event, teams competing in multiple varied events, which also included pork butt eating contest. a Florida Mam beauty contest, an evading arrest obstacle course that featured competitors being pursued by actual police officers. Hundreds of spectators purchased $55 tickets to observe the proceedings.
I was going to say, none of this really sounds like the spirit of Florida Man until you read that last one out. Right. I was like, ah, there it is. There it is.
Yeah, that sums it up. The team that racked up the most points across the events was awarded $5,000.
Oh, was it live streamed?
I don't know.
Because I kind of want to watch it.
There's, I think that's an Instagram thing, so I can't share it.
Oh, move Instagram. Man. What was it called? Like Olympics or something like that? Florida Man.
Florida Man Games.
Ah.
They had a mechanical bull that was a gator.
I'm not seeing anything other than like a couple minutes long. Oh, well. Oh, videos. Wait.
I'm about to say, it says there's videos.
They have, like, our top teams videos. I don't know. Let's see if live, if there was anything in there. Stream offline. I guess there was a stream for it. I'm on the Florida
The actual website,
com.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to be paying more attention to this. This is like the steroid Olympics in my book.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Shout out Florida. Just embrace it. If you're fucking weird, just do it. Yeah. All right. I'd do it. I'd do the naked man thing, and then I'd do the Florida man thing.
Yeah. I want to see how long I can run from the cops from in Florida.
I don't think we're cut out for that. That's a different chain of human down there. That's they've evolved.
We same supplements as they do, then I think we could do it.
Yeah. Speaking of supplements... Florida, not Florida, balls out bowling event invites bowlers to roll in the nude.
This, please be Florida. If it's anywhere else,
This is Pennsylvania. This is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
First you're fucking dogs, then you're doing this. Hell, guys.
Let's bowl naked. Yeah. A Pennsylvania naturalism group announced bowlers will be able to roll in the nude in its upcoming Balls Out bowling event. The Pittsburgh area naturalist group announced it has rented out Crafton Ingram Lanes in Pittsburgh for the event. Quote, nudity is required with the exception that women can wear bottoms, the group said on the event page. Please bring a towel and a bag for your belongings. Anyone who wants to shed their clothes for a night of Balls Out Bowling needs to purchase a $25 ticket. That's it? Balls Out Bowling is the ultimate bowling experience for anyone who loves to have fun and show off their skills in the buff. Ugh.
I don't...
I felt gross reading that. Good news. It's only for people over the age of 18.
That's good.
The group stressed that safety and privacy will be paramount during the event, with no photography or video recordings allowed. Sexual activity is not permitted. Nudism does not equal consent, and harassment will not be taken lightly. Violators will be asked to leave. I mean, seems like they got their ducks in a row here.
Yeah.
It's going to be nothing but old people just flopping them out.
Yeah.
If you want to see this, just go to your local gym locker room. There's always fucking just the saggiest nutsacks you have ever seen. Did you ever ask Maestro that question? You asked him when's the last time he's seen a nutsack?
No.
I was asking him that because Maestro gets like defensive over everything. Like anything that's like slightly not straight, Maestro like immediately assumes you're setting him up for something. So like I'll just ask him goofy ass questions, and one of them, like the latest one, was like, what was the biggest nutsack you've ever seen? And he got out of, he was so uncomfortable, dude. He's like, I don't fucking stare at nutsacks. I was like, dude, I'm not saying you do, but like, you had to have seen one eventually. No, I've never looked. And
let's be fair. If it's out, you're looking.
That's
right?
What I'm
if
fucking
it's out,
saying.
You're gonna see it, right? Like, come on.
I don't go fucking perusing the streets and be like, yo, fuck, need to see a ball bag today. No one fucking says that. So, I don't know. Maestro, shout out Maestro.
Also says a lot of weird... I mean, for a person who's very defensive of stuff, Maestro, you also say a lot of weird, like, sexual things to us. So I don't know where to put you at this point.
That's why it's fun. Like, I just... Like, it's like, harmless, like, jokes with him because, like... What the fuck? Like, who gives a shit? But Maestro, no, man, I don't look at nutsacks. It's like, dude, calm down.
But he has seen boobs.
He has seen boobs. That is true. He has proclaimed that many times.
Mm-hmm. No evidence, though.
Yeah, I didn't see pictures of him looking at boobs. Can you send me a video of you looking at boobs?
And then I'll believe you.
Need to verify this. I'm Guinness World Records, bitch. All right. Want to see something funny? Australia, not Australia. Leap year glitch shuts down gas pumps across country.
I did see something about this. I'm going to say Australia, but I'm not sure. It could also be like Europe or something.
I'll give it to you. I mean, it's New Zealand, so, you know, it's basically that.
I heard about this happening, though. Like, a lot of shit went wacky because of leap year.
Yeah, they could, because the machines were not programmed to deal with February 29th as a valid date.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out New Zealand. You're fucking dumb. You also have, like, the coolest town name ever. Christchurch is a pretty metal name. Even though I know super Christian, that's a pretty metal name. Where you live, Christchurch. Like, Jesus.
Now, everybody there does balls out bowling and dresses up as the Duke as well, obviously.
Here's a cool little tidbit about New Zealand. If you want to move there, very easy. It does come with a catch.
Mm-hmm.
You have to revoke your U.S. citizenship.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if shit hits the fan, right? Like, let's say a war starts. There's one place I want to be. Because guaranteed, you won't have to fight a war. You're going to get nuked and you won't feel a thing. And if they do, congratulations. We have every gun under the sun in every house.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Australia. No, just kidding.
I was listening to a podcast and they're interviewing somebody who lives like just like a fan that they had that lives in New Zealand. Yeah, you can literally just go there, buy a plot of land, ask someone to bring in a shipping container, and you can live in that.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, there's a person in New Zealand right now who lives in a shipping container with his family, and they completely like self-sustainable in there. Like every once in a while, they'll like maybe go out to like the local town to like grab like, you know, things with brands or whatever, but like other than that, like they grow their own food, they've got like semi-working like water, as they said, they're, you know, bucket toilets, but other than that, like barely everything's outside. Like he's doing great, he's got internet, he was able to do this interview over the internet, so
thanks Elon. New Zealand, I've thought about it. Like, if this jail thing doesn't work out, going to go to nursing school. By the way, if you become a nurse, you can literally move anywhere. Everywhere needs nurses, and they'll just give you, like, citizenship. Once again, as long as you're not a felon.
Yeah.
So, something to think about. Okay. Australia. Not Australia. Animal rescuers discover dog in dangerous ditch was actually a statue.
Britain.
Yeah, you right. You right. It's them. They fucking did it again. To be
fair. Come on, guys.
To be fair, does look kind of real. This one's passable.
This one I feel like would even fool Americans. So
this would fail. This would, you know, this would fool every other person from every other country. That's it.
Maybe not when it looks like that. Yeah. When it's out of the mud, definitely looks like a statue.
But the one where it's face down in a mud pile looks pretty bad.
It looks bad.
It got to the point where animal rescues were called, and that's when they determined it wasn't a dog when the animal rescuers got there. I don't know, man. Quote, while our volunteers deployed to the area, we discussed the case with volunteers at Charlie's Angels Lost and Found Pets. What? About a plan and the location of the animal. The rescue team arrived to find the dirty dog was actually a statue that already had been rescued by an on-site member of staff. Thank you to those who reported with good intent, and thank you to our water rescue volunteers for the immediate response. On scene and ready to go in less than 20 minutes. I mean, there's some good news to come out of it, but at the same time...
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I forgot Charlie's Angels. When I heard that, I was like, isn't that a movie?
I thought so, too. I was like, we got an animal shelter named after a movie.
There was a reboot?
Yeah, it was a TV show back in like the 70s? I don't know.
They had two movies and then they rebooted it, a movie of it in 2019, apparently.
I'll bet you anything your mom knows what it is.
My mom?
Yeah, women ate up Charlie's Angels, both back in the day and then the reboot.
Maybe.
I'll bet. I'll bet anything you want.
I'll ask her after this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be a very weird question. She's
probably hey! Woman!
I'll burst her into a room while she's asleep and be like, do you know what Charlie's Angels are?
Don't you fucking think about them right at now. Okay, okay. Let's start winding down with Rush. Or not Rush.
Not Rush.
Maybe. Longest distance tug of war spans 1,694 feet.
This wasn't Rush. This was the Tesla truck.
I mean, close enough. It's not Rush. It's a bunch of people in England, Wales to be exact. Yeah, it's 100 people and played a big-ass game of tug of war on the beach. Spoiler alert, it was cold and rainy.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
That's the only season that they have.
Fucking man. Weird motherfuckers.
Also, I forgot to post this earlier, but here's a video of the Cybertruck losing out to the Silverado. I'm just going to put that in there for you to watch later.
Oh, I'm going to. I'd buy that turd car still. I would totally buy that thing.
I would. To me, it looks too much like one of the like vehicles from Halo.
It does have the Warthog feel.
Yeah. Just get a sunroof on it, you know, open it up a bit, get a minigun in the back.
Fucking A. Give it that weird winch with husks or tusks. Not husks, that's corn. okay, finally figured out what the fuck this record is. Rush, not Rush, man uses head to bop two balloons for 13 minutes. Basically, keep two balloons off the ground for 13 minutes.
Ooh. I want to say this is Rush, but I'm not going in at 100%.
So I need a 100% answer.
This is Rush.
This is Rush. Nice work.
Okay.
Nice work. Quote, this record takes skill, coordination, and concentration. The balloons have to be hit alternatively, and if one of them pops up and hits the other, it's game over. Jesus Christ! Took him weeks of practice to get back to the point where he could keep the balloons in the air for even a single minute. He finally was able to retake it with a time of 13 minutes, 58 seconds. Yep.
I kind of want to see Rush go to a metal concert.
Fucking just go at it.
Yeah. If you went to a metal concert, you saw some dude headbanging while also keeping two balloons afloat.
I'd be impressed. I would be impressed.
Yeah.
Speaking of actually impressive, man heads a soccer ball into a target from nearly 53 feet.
Not Rush.
This is Rush again.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, 52 feet and 5.9 inches. So 52 and a half feet, essentially. He's also trying to become the... how do they phrase this? He's trying to currently hold the most Guinness World Records. But some Italian guy's beating him. He's number two right now. Fucking USA! USA!
I don't agree with that statement, but if you need
it. yeah, I don't know, man. He headed a soccer ball into a trash can from 52 feet away.
That's pretty cool.
That's insane.
Might want to go to the doctor, but that's pretty cool. It has to hurt, right?
That's what I'm thinking. If I think too hard, I get a headache. So what do I know?
You're Psyduck.
Yeah. Gut and everything. Did David Rush help organize 1,273 people in dinosaur costumes at Legoland?
No.
Correct. I think it was just Legoland. Yep. It was just Legoland. They put this on. The current record of 252 people was set in Los Angeles in 2019. There was an attempt in 2023 of 1,187 people in dinosaur costumes, which this one would beat, just barely. But that one hasn't been certified, so God knows how long this one's going to take. Shout out to Legoland. Went there when I was a kid. Got sick on the start of that road trip because I was like six, and there was sausages in a package in the freezer. Or in the refrigerator, and I just ate them raw. They were full-blown sausages that were not cooked. Started that road trip heaving up my guts.
Speaking of Legos, they're coming out with Dungeons & Dragons sets now.
Oh, do you get to have little racist Lego men according to Wizards of the Coast?
I don't know if the Grand Wizards have anything to do with this. They probably do, but...
I mean, they have to. That's their shit, ain't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's still fucking wild to me, by the way. They can fucking... Yeah. Like, yeah, mixed races is racist. Be like, I think it's actually the opposite. I think...
Very much enjoyed half-orcs.
Yeah. They were a lot of fun. I do believe there are one group of people that don't think, you know, races should be mixed, but we won't talk about those people. Also, on a separate note, sorry, speaking of people... you know, being weird and eating raw meat. There's a video, a 2-hour long video of this guy who has been having a cooking show on YouTube since like the dawn of YouTube. And half the time he's just eating raw chicken, pork, beef, anything. And all the while he thinks it's perfectly cooked. So there you go.
I'm good.
Dude, I've been fucking... diving into the world of August the Duck on YouTube, and he like breaks down these people's cooking stuff because it's always like nasty, gnarly stuff. And oh boy, is there some fucking treats on that playlist. All right, let's get back to it. Not Koresh.
That's someone else entirely.
Yeah, that's a guy who had a church in Waco. Man breaks world record with 69 rabbit tattoos. Nice.
Not Rush.
Correct. This is a Welsh guy. Again, they broke two records. Shout out England. He got his first...
Are you sure it's a rabbit? Hold on. Is this from...
I mean, it's not an alive one. I know that one.
Okay.
He got his first rabbit tattoo in 2009. I love the aesthetic of a rabbit, he told Guinness World Records. They're such cute creatures with... Oh, my God. Juxtaposition of getting... Something so, and the, what the fuck is even this word? I have never seen this juxtaposition, J-U-X-T-A, and then just position.
I've heard the word before.
It's supposed
to be like compared, it's like opposites that are similar or something like that. I don't know.
Two things being seen or placed close together with contrasting effect. Yeah, what's an example of it? Oh, all is fair in love and war.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was
what
back
the fuck does that have to do with rabbits?
I don't know. They're cute and cuddly, but also jackasses.
He says it's cute and cuddly, and then the tattoo.
He's not cute and cuddly. Maybe tattoos aren't supposed to be cute and cuddly. I don't know.
I mean, look at any fucking middle-aged like mother. It's always the infinity tattoo. It's always an anchor and some sort of flower. Mickey Mouse shows up there a lot. And then now it's starting to seem like some quotes and or Disney. So, you know, I don't think those are tough. Yeah, there it is, which is usually renowned for being a tough person's thing. What year are you living in? Is this the fucking 60s, dude?
Must be.
quote, unfortunately, I don't have any pet rabbits as I have a terrier called Birdie. I don't think that would be a good pairing, but I love him very much. What?
They don't.
He has a tattoo of his dog wearing a bunny bandana. I'm getting off that story. This is getting weird. This is
weird, yeah.
This is closing in on the Japanese guy who has a dog costume. By the way, that guy's going through dog training classes right now.
Oh, my God.
And the news is just sitting there filming it. What a time.
This is the world we live in.
Yeah. All right.
What happened?
I don't fucking know, dude. I instantly felt like an old man. Ugh, this is a weird place we live in. And that guy's like, he's like a 40-year-old dude who wants to be a border collie. Fucking A, man. Live your best life, I guess.
Yeah, you do you.
But dog training classes, like, you're still a human. So, like, wouldn't you know how to do all of the tricks a dog can do?
Maybe he has to figure out the right form for a dog. You know, like, for a human, anatomy is different. He's got to figure out how to do it as a dog.
Sit, and he's just sitting upright in a chair smoking a cigarette. Bad, Lassie, bad!
Yeah, my owner shot me in the head with that harpoon.
That felt
great after the
cigarette. I caught a big fish. No, you didn't. Okay, I don't know how to feel about this one. Rush, not rush. I'll give you a gimme. Woman's tongue measures 5.2 inches in circumference. Has a chode rush. Tongue. Oh my God, I don't like this picture. This makes me
please
very
don't post
uncomfortable.
It. I don't want to see
no,
it.
No. I see it.
Rush.
You see it.
This isn't how life works.
This is how life works.
God damn it. Send it over.
It's not too bad. I mean, it's just. You know how, like, you can thicken up your tongue, like, if you just, like, stick it out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Hers is apparently, you know, fucking huge and has a chode for a tongue.
That's a strawberry. Don't lie to me.
That's actually, yeah. I did not see that. All right. That's less scary, I guess. I don't know.
Ugh.
Her dentist performed the official measurement by wrapping dental floss around her tongue and then measuring the length of dental floss. What the fuck? What do you do with this?
Eat out. Sorry.
You just fuck someone with your chode tongue? Ugh. It looks like a flounder. Like, it. This is... I'm not looking at that. My son, Evan, loves Guinness World Records and pours through the hardcover books every year. Nice plug. My record is definitely inspired by his love of facts and human abilities. Okay. Quote.
Yo, if you ever show this to
go ahead.
People at school, you're going to get made fun of if you show this that this is what your mom has. Okay,
I would,
don't do
yeah,
that.
I would rather don't my mom that. Have an OnlyFans.
Yeah. And plug it at the school. On the back of her car.
Yeah, at my Christian school. Jesus Christ. On the back of a Dodge Durango. So you know the OnlyFans is going great. Because she's driving a Dodge Durango. quote, tongues aren't exactly gorgeous, are they? Yeah.
No.
She said, quote, but they're pretty cool. They're pure muscle and so agile. When you think about it, the tongue is the only muscle that's free to move around like that. We use it all the time to speak and eat. It moves around all day and never gets tired.
If your tongue has never gotten tired, you're not doing something right.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but yeah. Yeah, like I can think of plenty of times my tongue got tired.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
ice cream.
Land?
Yeah, see, look, there we go.
Yeah.
She said her massive... I don't like... Who wrote this? This is... I don't like...
This is disturbing.
This is... Yeah, here we go. She
this
said
is a
her,
smut novel.
Yeah, this is not good. She said her massive mouth muscle comes in handy when she's playing the flute. A strong tongue, quote, a strong tongue is pretty useful for playing fast notes. When you articulate a note on the flute, they actually call it tonguing. I'm done.
I'm done with this.
We're moving past that. Jesus Christ. And lastly, Did David Rush play a guitar through 81 amps at the same time?
No, this had to be Spoon.
Oh, maybe. No, this is What's John that? Locker in Des Moines, Iowa.
That doesn't sound like Spoon.
Nah. This guy's bald and has a beard.
Definitely not Spoon.
Yeah, no, not a big-ass sweet mohawk. That's all I got. Sorry, that lady's tongue.
I'm trying to look at other things right now to just ignore the tongue. But you got anything to plug before we end off?
Nah, I think Eli Manning has had its course as my Discord profile picture. I think I have a new one.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's this lady's tongue.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I'm still using my Derpy Sisters picture as my profile picture. But all I'll say is watch out for tumbleweeds. Apparently, it recently just took over a town in Utah.
I did see that headline. Yeah, enormous.
It's wild, right? But other than that, thank you so much for listening. We may or may not be back next week. We'll see how things go. I don't know. But anyway, bye.
Bye.